I firmly believe that, because it is in the mess that the perfection starts to show up, starts to reveal itself. And truthfully, it's not perfect, can be a hindrance from you going after what it is that you want to go after.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship, because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
This is your host, Lane Taylor. Welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. Welcome to another solo episode. Welcome to episodes that I love communicating or talking with you all about, whether it's going on in my business, whether it's going on in my life. And hopefully these short, quick solo episodes, you can take something away from them. That is my hope. That is why I do these episodes. Make sure to go and listen to past interviews. I just had an amazing interview with Matt and Lauren Griner of the Grind Together Co. We have so many things on deck. I'm really excited for what's happening. But I want to invite you, if you're listening to this right now and you have a business, and or if you have always wanted to do a podcast, whether you have wanted to start a business but you don't know how to get leads, you've always thought about doing a podcast and or just getting leads in general, head over to LinkedIn. Because we are doing, my partner and I, we are doing a LinkedIn Live on Tuesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on why podcasting, how to do it, and what to do. So head over to LinkedIn, and if you want the invitation or the invite, I will put it in the show notes as well. It's going to be a really amazing, and we're going to give away something, okay? Now, if you're listening to this right now, we're going to give away, I'm going to go ahead and just spill the beans. We're going to give away a studio. How cool is that? Microphone. We're going to give away a microphone, a camera. Guys, we're going to give away some awesome things on that LinkedIn Live. So make sure you head over there, and you can see that it is on my LinkedIn page. And if you need the invite, please shoot me a message. So today's episode, we're going to break down how to get over common creative fears when it comes to putting things out in the world, out in the marketplace. We're going to talk about just some things that I think paralyze some individuals, me included, when it comes to putting something out into the world, putting something out in like an offer of some sort, or let's say launching a podcast or posting something on social media, starting a business. Like, how do you get over these creative fears? And what are some things that I've used in the past that I've also had the pleasure of talking with individuals that run a business and or I've interviewed? And so these are just going to be some common things that we're going to talk about. And it's, again, short, simple, solo episode on how to get over common creative fears. Number one, acknowledge fear. You have to acknowledge that there is going to be a little bit of fear, but fear is really just, it's the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen if you release something in the world. You just don't know. So you have to acknowledge it. So what do I mean by acknowledge it? When you feel the fear to not do something, or you feel the fear that you may get scared to do it or put it out into the world, you have to acknowledge it, and you have to say, hey, I acknowledge that this is going to be different. It is going to be something that's out of the norm for me, for maybe my friends or my family seeing it, but you just have to take that step. You have to acknowledge it, and then when you do, I promise you, things will become easier over time. Number two, break it down. So what do I mean by break it down? You have to break down the steps of how you are going to get things out into the world and take it step by step. The quickest way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And when you can look at something, let's say a project or a business or as a whole, many times I think people see it as where, like, it's too big of a project. And it's like, no, you have to take things slower. You have to break it down. You have to accomplish task by task. And so here's what happens. And I see it all the time, and I've interviewed with people. Here's exactly what happens. You have a fear based around something that you want to do, accomplish, or put out into the world. And in your mind, you see the big, huge end goal, and you know what it would take to get to that place. But don't be afraid of the big fear. Don't be of the big project or the big thing. Break it down into tasks that when you check it off mentally, it's like, okay, that little thing is done. That little thing is done. So then when you get to the final product, you can look back and you can say, you know, I've had 10 wins along the way that has got me to what I wanted to create and what I wanted to put out into the world. For me, I'll give you a real life example, this podcast. Thinking about starting a podcast was fearful for me. Is anyone going to listen? What are people going to think? What are they going to say? How am I going to post? How am I going to do the intro? How am I going to do the outro? How am I going to post it? How am I going to do the descriptions? How am I going to do the titles? And it wasn't until I took a step back and I chunked the things together. Created the intro, created the outro, created the vision for it, created the podcast cover. I did little things here and there. So when finally the big release or something that was big out into the world, it was simple. So you have to break things down. Number three, how to get over your common creative fears. I can't do this. You have to stop saying that. You have to stop saying that you can't do something. Your words have power. And if this is the one thing that you get from this episode, you have to stop saying that. You have to stop saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. Because honestly, you won't do this. Write things down that you can do this. Remember it. If you have to post it on a mirror, you know what's interesting? I, in the very beginning of personal development or self-improvement or whatever you want to call it, people would say, write things down or write things on your mirror. And I just always thought it was, honestly, it was like dumb. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't need to do that. But it wasn't until I realized that I did need to do that, because mentally, in my mind, I, without verbally saying things, used to say to myself, I can't do this. And I needed to sit down and write things down to say, yes, I can do this. So if you're listening to this right now and you find yourself in roadblocks or you find yourself not doing things, you're going after things, most likely it's because internally you're telling yourself you can't do it. So turn that off, turn that switch off and stop telling yourself you can't do something, because you can do it. All you have to do is just visualize it and break it down. Acknowledge fear, some of the things that we've talked about. This one is one that I think is funny that I want to talk about. Number four, you know, nobody cares. And, you know, nobody cares. I think there's two different things when it comes to nobody cares, when it comes to putting something out into the world. When you tell yourself that nobody cares what you're doing, you are justifying not doing it because you think that no one will want what you have to offer. And I say that's a lie, because there is someone somewhere out there that could use what you have. You have to realize that. You truly do. So that's the nobody cares part. There's another nobody cares. Nobody cares, okay? Listen to me this. Let this get down deep in your ears and in your cognitive mind. In the end, we are all busy people with families and lives. In the end, and I just listen to this. If you put something out into this world and it doesn't go exactly how you thought it would, okay? Nobody cares. No one died. Literally. I can't tell you how many times I put something out there and nobody cared about it. And it got me to realize that, you know what? No one really cared. No one cared. I thought people cared. No one cared. I just moved on and realized that thing did not work. Okay? So really think about that. Nobody cares. Are you telling yourself that? And did you need to basically stop telling yourself that? It's not perfect. I think it's number six. It's not perfect. I've said this a lot of times in my agencies and in my business is, you know, it's not perfect. And let me tell you something. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. Any people that you see online with Instagram or social media or their business or they're making all this types of money, 10 times out of 10, I'm going to say 100% out of the time when they first started their business, nothing was perfect. I wish you could have seen some of the very beginning days of when I started to do podcasting. It was the farthest thing away from perfect. I mean, I had a wire that I had pieced together from another thing, an electronic that I had that was plugged into my phone that I had to go in and have all these different apps to create all these different sound bites. And one episode would take almost 3 hours to do. And it was not perfect. But what happens is if you have that it's not perfect mentality, you can create systems and processes that then get it to where it's your perfect. Again, think about that for a second. If you realize that and you really grasp that and say, hey, in the very beginning, it's not going to be perfect. Some of the most successful business people, entrepreneurs that I talk to acknowledge that it's messy in the beginning. It's really messy in the beginning. But the mess can propel you to your breakthrough. Your mess can propel you through to your breakthrough. And I firmly believe that because it is in the mess that the perfection starts to show up, starts to reveal itself. And truthfully, it's not perfect can be a hindrance from you going after what it is that you want to go after. And the last and final thing that I want to impart into you, if you have something that you want to start, something that you want to put into this world, what's the point is the title of this last one. What's the point of doing something that if you think, let's say nobody cares, I will tell you what the point is. And I want you to listen to this right now. The point is, if you have a dream desire on your heart, it was placed there for a reason. And the point is that no matter if you entertain the one, no matter if you serve the one, no matter if you serve the 100,000, the point is that was put into you for a reason, and it is not a valid fear, and you cannot use that because if you do one thing, if you start one thing, if you start one business, or you start one podcast, or you start one brick and mortar, or you do one book, one blog post, one something, the point of it is it's going to get into one person. That's all that matters. It's all that matters that if it can get into one person, imagine if it changes that life, was it worth it? So that's the point. So how do you get over the common creative fears is you acknowledge all these things and you say, hey, these are the things that we've talked about today to think about. Hey, you got to get over it. You got to get over them because in the end, I've interviewed more individuals and they've made common statements to me that have said, if I did not go after and start what I knew that I was supposed to start, I would not have been as successful as I was. And here's the kicker. 9 times out of 10, after all the interviews that I've done with business leaders and entrepreneurs, the thing that they started with is not the thing that we often talk about. But where they started led them to where they are. And that is what I hope that you capture, and that is what I hope that you get from this episode, is that you just have to start and let the fears go away. I hope this episode has been helpful. And before you head out of here, remember, podcasting, LinkedIn, lead generation, LinkedIn Live, Tuesday at 11 Eastern. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to give away a studio. That's right. We're giving away a studio. If you go over to LinkedIn, and this is what I want you to do. If you go over to LinkedIn, you're going to watch this episode, or you're going to watch the LinkedIn Live, shoot me a message on LinkedIn and let me know that you're going to be there live, and may give you a live shout out on the episode. Fair enough. Guys, thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Built for More podcast. If you want more information about all the things that are going on right now, go to Instagram, shoot me a message, and we will get you guys connected to the Built for More community. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend. And if you could be so kind, go give us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. Until next time, we'll see another episode of the Built for More podcast.